Valerie Jarrett has a mysterious hold over the president and the first lady and has influenced the president to make some unwise decision. Here's how the president describes his relationship with senior advisor Valerie Jarrett. Valerie is one of my oldest friends. Over time, I think our relationship evolved to the point where she's like a sibling to me. I trust her completely. So who is Valerie Jarrett and why does she have such an influence on President Obama? Ed Klein is the author of the soon-to-be number one New York Times bestseller, The Amateur Barack Obama in the White House. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Nice to have you. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
She has unique power for somebody working inside the White House.
We haven't seen anything like this in modern presidential history. One person who's the best friend of the first lady and the soulmate of the president, who is the last person to leave the Oval Office after a meeting, goes upstairs to the family quarters, has dinner with the president, goes on vacation with him, has his ear, is de facto president of the United States.
Wow, that is big. Well, let's talk about her resume. Does she have the resume to have this job?
No, she doesn't. But what she does have is the trust of Michelle Obama, number one, whom she hired in Chicago, and the president, who uses her as his gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps away people who might come in and in some way embarrass the president, try to get him to do things that he doesn't want to do. She is his, the radar for the president and the first lady.
You refer to, in your book, you talk about she has also been responsible for much of the incompetence and amateurism that have been the hallmarks of Obama's time in office. Let's talk about some of the things. The SEAL Team 6 raid that killed Osama bin Laden.
This is the one time that the president, that I know of, didn't take her advice. For months, she argued that he should not send a SEAL team in there because she was afraid that if it didn't work, it would be a political disaster for him. He did not take her advice that one time, and things worked out very nicely.
Right, and that's the biggest thing of his administration.
That's
because
right.
They were going to hang their hat on health care, but David Axelrod said, Mr. President, don't do it. And she said,
do it. Go for broke. You came here to engineer social change in this country. I mean, she's a very, very liberal person. And she, for instance, urged him to put that mandate on church-related organizations that were required to give free health care for contraceptives.
Right.
This was against the advice of Joe Biden, the vice president, against the advice of Bill Daley. Bill Daley brought Cardinal Dolan into the Oval Office to try to get the president to reverse himself. And when Valerie Jarrett heard that, she went to the president, blew her stack, and Bill Daley was shortly ushered out.
Yeah, more powerful than the chief of that. That's something. A lot of people were curious, why on earth would the president of the United States have gone to Copenhagen to push for the Summer Olympics to go to Chicago? Well, she used to work for Mayor Daley, the mayor of Chicago. Is there a connection?
A big connection, because if the Olympics had gone to Chicago, there were billions of dollars that would have been spent on building Olympic infrastructure. The president did take her advice, did go to Copenhagen, and of course, as we know, he came back with egg on his face because we didn't get the Olympics.
Real quickly, Ed, before you go, the mainstream media has really ignored the amount of influence this woman from Chicago has over this administration.
It is quite amazing because she is really ground zero in the White House, and the administration has followed her advice, and the mainstream media has largely ignored it.
No kidding. All right. We'll read all about her in The Amateur, Barack Obama in the White House. Ed Klein?